Well, it's always good to see our mayor, the Honorable Hillary Adams, is here with us this morning. Heather, I'll let you go ahead and take it away.
Well, Mayor wanted to come by and talk to us about the big fundraiser this weekend to help our tornado victims. Mayor, you've got a lot going on.
We have. We're going to be real, real busy Thursday and Friday. Thursday doing prep work and getting everything ready. And then Friday morning, we'll be doing the smoked chicken lunch. You can pick up those lunches at the ERA Doty parking lot and probably be flow over a little bit into maybe the chamber lot. We're going to have a drive-through system. And we'll also have delivery that day. Those smoked chicken lunch tickets are available of $25 a ticket. And you'll get a half a smoked chicken, a baked potato and corn. And then that evening, the bigger event will be the pork steak dinner with roasted potatoes, a salad, and a dessert from Little Bee's. And we all know that dessert alone will be worth the cost of the $25 ticket. But we have an auction that night too, Heather. And, you know, we're doing all of this and raising the money for the tornado victims. We're partnering up with the food bank and using them to help screen the applicants and find the people that need the help the most. It's all made possible, Benny, Keith, Springfield Grocery, Performance Food Group, those wholesale food suppliers have furnished everything for us in this deal, which is a huge help. And then some of the local restaurants like Raps in Rio and Little Bee's are doing some cooking of the side stuff, you know, and making their kitchens available. O'Hickory Pits out of Cape Girardeau, Missouri is bringing Hogzilla, which is a huge cooker, will be here at Mountain Home sometime tomorrow. And our target is 1,000 chicken lunches.
Okay.
Friday from 11 to 1 there at the ERA Doty office. And that night we're shooting for anywhere from 300 to 400 pork steak dinners. And the auction, and got some really good items shaping up for the auction, and
you got
all
list
the
for
proceeds
us?
Go to Baxter County.
Do you have a list of auction items for us?
That list is growing. I can tell you right now, we have a zero-turn lawnmower, a new mower has been donated. There's a some fishing trips, some overnight stays, you know, in some of the resorts in the area. There's probably some... a lot of different gifts are starting to pile in from local merchants around town, gift cards and things like that. We're hoping to have a trailer, like a utility trailer donated to us, we're hoping for this week. So, you know, we're shooting for about 30 to 40 auctions. Brandon Barnes will do the auction that night, and that's always entertaining right there in itself.
Absolutely. Hey, if you can't make it to the dinner on Friday night, if you got to eat lunch on Friday, let's get all those businesses to bring some lunches in and feed their employees that day as well.
Hey, great. And we've been seeing a lot of that where people have bought them for their employees. We're getting close to selling out those chicken tickets. And there are tickets that are still available for both events. You can get those at the Chamber of Commerce office. Raps, Rio Burrito, Little Bee's, Mountain Home Mercantile is going to have some, and before the day's over, KTLO will have some.
If you'll bring me some to sell, I'll buy some as well. How about that, sir?
That'll work. And I know you got the deals, Meals on Wheels.
Deals on Meals.
Whatever that is, y'all been doing forever up here this week, and I know there'll be a lot of folks in and out of here this week, so
absolutely,
we'll get you some tickets later this morning. I'm in the wrong truck right now, or you'd have them right now.
That's what happens when you drive so many different vehicles. Well, so, hey, Skipper's is already sold out, though. I know.
Oh, is it already?
That's where the morning meeting always happens, so I apologize.
You know, we got to say thanks to the food bank, too, for their help in setting up the application process and screening folks for this, because we really want these funds to go to the most, go as far as we can in Baxter County and to the people that need the help the most from the tornado.
How many, do we have a count yet? I mean, do we have a true number? I know we've talked to David Stoltz about that, about the total number of homes that were
destroyed. There were over
destroyed.
500 homes, he told me Friday. I had to get that update from him. And as of Friday, there were over 500, I want to say he told me around 530. I'm not sure the exact number. those homes were either completely destroyed or significant were his words, damage to them. Most of those are probably not habitable right now. And so we're hoping that these funds will help people if they're having to rent a place, maybe pay a couple of months rent, get your appliances back or whatever it is they might need right there.
Can't imagine. So many people have been going through so much. Even just the folks that had tree damage in their yards. I mean, if a tree wasn't touching your house, I mean, you were responsible for removing that. And it was several thousand dollars for a lot of people.
I want to say he told me Friday there were over 1,700 properties affected.
I'm surprised.
I'm not sure, you know, I guess that's various levels of, like you mentioned, a tree down on the yard or a little minor roof damage, but still, for everybody to be, anybody that was impacted, it is a traumatic deal. And, you know, here in Baxter County, we do a great job of taking care of each other and helping our own. And we thought this would just be something to try to do that and keep that money here in the county. And it's great to see so many people, you know, when you got people from Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and Melbourne, Arkansas, and all these other places around here, and the local people coming together. We're going to have a good evening that night. The auction will be great, and hopefully we're going to raise a significant amount of money for these victims. And
if you can't attend, if you happen to be out of town or something, if you just want to support, send a check to the food bank.
It's Food Bank Disaster Relief. We'll take any kind of donations if you don't. This morning I had a gentleman send me $250 and say, I want to put this in that relief fund. I'm not going to be here. I don't need any tickets for either event. Mm-hmm. Here's you some help for it. And so we're very thankful for any of that help we might get.
Mayor, we appreciate your leadership in this. We know that this started with you, and we thank you very much. You'll never take the credit, but you deserve it, sir.
Well, thank you very much for that, and we're just glad to be able to help in some way. And it gives me a chance to spend a day cooking. I love to cook and doing stuff like that. So we'll be working real hard Friday to provide folks a great meal.
But is Susan cooking anything? That's who I'm more. I want some of
She's got some other stuff going, some grandbaby duty this weekend. We were trying to talk her into doing some banana pudding.
That's what I'm talking about.
I tell you what she did.
No offense
here
to Brian and Little Bees, but I'd rather have Susan's banana pudding.
She did do some the other day right after the storm and the power came back on.
I know. You took it to the co-op. I already got some hate videos from that because we hadn't done anything.
Yeah, we took some to the co-op. And, you know, we did that to thank those guys and gals at the co-op for all the work they did in getting everybody's power back on within a week. Those folks worked very hard to do that. And that was just a small way for us to thank them. And it got them off my backside about when am I going to get some more banana pudding. So we satisfied the co-op.
Chicken dinner Friday, 11 to 1. You can pick up or have it delivered at ERA Doty Realty or at the Chamber of Commerce. And then at the fairgrounds Friday nights, the pork dinner starting at 6
5 o'clock.
O'clock. 5 o'clock.
Starts
Sorry.
At
okay.
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Tickets will be available at KTLO later today. Kim?
All right. Thank you both very, very much. And thanks again to the mayor for everything he's done.